BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Everybody tells us they hear the confession when they headed with the kids, so we know that people are pretty much in the process of moving the kids around, and this is a conversation we got to have in front of them. All right, there's an artist by the name of Juice WRLD that we told you yesterday had lost his life to seizure at the Chicago Midway Airport, and very popular with the young kids because of the subject matter and because of his age and his quick success and everything else. But there was a message that was put up, and I'll just read this and edit the parts that can't be shared. But Joyner Lucas put this out on his Instagram before having to deactivate his Instagram. He put, "Juice WRLD was 21. He was a product of our generation of rappers who glorified drugs and who made it cool. I'm blaming y'all for this. All of y'all lean and pill dudes glorify and talking about it. You're teaching kids to do it." And he said, "I'm shaking my head. You happy now? Rest in peace, Juice WRLD, gone too soon." And now his page is deactivated because a lot of people came at him. Of course, it was something that's, you know, combustive or whatever. But the conversation now that is starting to drip out about some more specifics about it, it's like somebody got to shake the people who are like young in the shoulders and say, "Yo, dude, y'all living foul."
Yes, big time.
And this is what can happen.
This is what can happen. So, like, you have to, like, the same way you look at somebody's game and you like, "Man, I need to be like that dude and drive that and hone that and do that," because those are the things, the trappings that you think you need for success. You also need to game tape what you just are about to see about this case and realize you don't need to go that route.
And more information that's pretty scandalous is coming out every single day.
And it's gonna keep coming out. Juice WRLD ingested Percocet on the flight. His girlfriend said he had a drug problem. It was well known. He put it all out there in his music. And this isn't, unfortunately, an isolated incident.
Right.
It's not. I mean, it's a culture that if he's struggling with something and making music about his struggle with it, and, you know, masking it, and it's popping, it's cool, I'm doing this or whatever, and other people are hearing it, they're thinking, okay, it's still cool to mess around with it. And so it's becoming more popular. And it's something that you're gambling with your life. I mean, it was all kinds of things that is being coming about now that isn't exact, but I've heard that it's just 70 pounds of this and this and all that, and then he was being watched and whatever. Even the fact that a pilot, think about how you imagine being a rapper is. You get on the plane, it's like, "Yes, sir, you know, it's your plane. You in here, you got this guy got guns and all this other stuff." So the pilot radios and says, "Hey, there's a lot of stuff on this plane."
Right.
Why would the pilot do that? Because it's not your pilot.
Right.
It's a rental pilot.
Yes.
You can't rent a jet and then floss like the Jay-Z's pilot is different than "I'm paying you $100 to fly" pilot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, these are the things that you like. You have to realize that are not real. You can't. You can get to that lane, but you can't. You're not that lane.
Mm-hmm.
He had 41 vacuum sealed bags of marijuana, totaled 70 pounds. He had 6 bottles of prescription codeine cough syrup. He had 2 9mm pistols, a 40 caliber pistol, high capacity ammo, and metal piercing bullets.
All on this one jet. And just to let you know why the feds raided this, they got tipped off by the pilot, which is what O was talking about. But just last month in November, the feds, they were hot on his trail, and they actually searched his private jet in November. Now, usually if that happens, you know that they're still watching you, and you would probably lay off a little bit, at least for a while.
I mean, it's not even that. It's just.
But he didn't.
Of course. And I mean, and this isn't like to litigate his what he was doing or how was he moving it for whoever. I'm just saying this was a popular voice that had this issue, and you have to look at the girl saying that he popped all of these pills, you know, and it was an overdose or whatever, but it could have been because he wasn't trying to get caught with them.
Right. Right. Which is the rumor that they found out that the pilot actually called the feds and tipped them off that there were three guns on the plane, which is, I mean, if a pilot finds out about that, that's normal that they're going to do that. And so what he tried to do was hide a lot of what
or,
he had.
Or, to be 100% real with you, a drug addict might be thinking, I don't want to throw these away.
Right.
I'm going to take these.
I'm going to take these instead of throwing it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm about to go to jail. Yeah. Let me have one.
I have to get rid of it. Either I throw it away or I just take them.
Well, there was one empty bottle of lean on the plane that was reported. So there was, let's say he took that and then he took a whole bunch of extra Percocet.
Just, I mean, look at this. Just like you can have a real conversation with your kids about, hey, I know this is a popular thing right now. I know that this is, like, you know, the thing that the young kids are rapping about. And if you hear anybody who's under the age of 21 rapping, they're rapping about it. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. So you have to at least let them know that this is the other side of it. At, like, a blatant, like, this is probably one of the biggest artists that are out there that just followed Lil Peep, that just followed
Mac Miller,
Mac Miller being lost at it. I mean, and then you have the countless of people who had seizures and all kind of craziness, like Ross, like Pimp C, like
Lil Wayne,
and all that stuff. So I mean, there's like documentation now here of where it is going.
I'll never forget an interview that Lil Wayne was given, and he was talking about his lean addiction and trying to get off of it. And I remember his exact quote. He said, "When I tried to get off of it, it felt like death in my stomach."
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Like, just the withdrawals and the symptoms that you would take. Like, these drugs are so strong. They're
right.
Prescription for a reason, and they're being heavily abused, and it's so prevalent.
Yeah. It's gotta stop. You know, it's just, it's something that you, the conversation begged having it, and so we wanted to make sure that we did, because you're going to hear, when Juice WRLD dies, you don't know who Juice WRLD is, but you know the tune because you've heard the tune. You don't even know what the song is saying because you're not really paying attention, but you know the I send in shadows in my room. You're like, okay, right. All right, yeah, I know that. My kid listens to that song. Okay, yeah, well, this is what we're talking about, because when you have a conversation with your kid about them mourning the loss of this guy who said all these things, you can also have a conversation about, listen, there was things that he glamorized because he was an addict at it. You don't need to go that route. That's not part of this whole thing you are.
Yeah. Aside from the Percocets and the lean, 70 pounds of marijuana. Yeah.
That means that you just work.
Yeah. Okay.
That's not recreational.
Yeah.
That's not right. That means that somebody.
But he's an artist. I don't. So that's what I'm trying to make sense in my head.
Artist,
I'm like, I don't get that.
But not an artist that has that owns jets. Not right. Not an artist that is that big. Like, you're an artist that's still out here working.
Yeah.
And you realizing that you probably can fly to a tour. And they're like, hey, well, if you deliver this to this person over here, then I'll give you a bag.
Gotcha. Right. I remember being in school and, like, Rick Ross and, like, Young Jeezy were popping. And I was young and I was, like, impressionable. And I was like, man, I need to be on the block, or I need to, you know, live like they're living. And so I could only imagine a 17-year-old kid that loves, you know, artists like Juice WRLD or a lot of these, like, drug rappers. And that's all they're talking about is popping this and taking that and drinking that. And, man, you have to be able to separate the music and the entertainment from what real life and real consequences
are. And it can ruin your life completely, or you can die.
Quick.
Yeah,
so fast.
Quick.
It doesn't take a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, he just turned 21 Monday before.
Yeah.
So, yeah, do 21 and you got, you know, a hit record, another hit record coming, and you end up. This ends up being part of your story.
I thought, listen, I don't know a ton about this, but I always heard that you, if you're traveling and you're a celebrity and you're a rapper and artist, you always had your boys with you, and they would always take the fall for you. Like, that was always the thing. That way you wouldn't necessarily go to jail.
Yeah, but you're going to own that.
Especially with traveling with all that.
It'll hit you.
Yeah.
Some sort of way.
All those people were there because of him.
Yeah.
You know, it's you don't have plausible deniability with 70 pounds of weed.
Right.
Three guns.
Yeah. It's going to be who booked it, and it's going to have something to do with him.
Yeah.
It's just like that Tekashi thing.
Right.
Everything going to point to Tekashi, and he ain't killed nobody.
That whole, like, take the rap for it, that's more like if they find it in somebody's pocket. Like, oh, that was his. Right.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay.
But we got a plane full of weed.
Yeah. If it's a plane full of weed.
Six bottles.
Yeah. I doubt it's Tyrone's over there. It's pretty much the artist that's right there that's seizing, because he just, you know, it's stupidity. All right. So at gavel it at, hey, we wanted to make sure we had a moment while everybody is fresh on everybody's head and they're headed to school.
Yeah.
Now it's your opportunity to have a bigger conversation, you know, and listen more than talk, because they're going to have a lot to say about it, too, because this is an artist that they respect. Juice WRLD. Check it out. 21 years old. Lost his life. And a lot of stuff is unfolding right now, so you can have a lot of conversations with this.
Somebody just texted in from 727. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for talking about this. Your influence to youth. My son is listening right now, and he's in tears because he had no idea that this was the actual situation. My son said Mac Miller, it affected him the same way, and he's paying attention to these rappers and these songs, but he didn't expect it to end like this.
Nobody does. I mean, we came from a culture where we didn't expect guns to take away artists that, you know, we really rocked with. Like, you expected gunplay to happen because it was prevalent, but you didn't expect, once you hit to a certain celebrity, that then people will start getting picked off. That was our personal Jesus. That was our, like, cross to bear, you know? Yours is a lot of over-medication, a lot of availability for stuff that does not matter. Like, I mean, honestly, pills and codeine and all of the like, I mean, is really destroying your body. And, I mean, that's just medically. That's
right.
Forget the fact that it's making you loopy and everything else. It's destroying your organs. So now you're a 21-year-old with organs of a 50-year-old. Mm. How are you going to get to 35? How are you going to get to 40? You know what I'm saying? So that's just your recreation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what you're working hard, and then to recreate, you literally are tearing yourself up. So, you know, everybody who's smarter has put down the cup. Everybody who's wiser has stopped messing with that. You know, I'm just saying, I'm not passing judgment, but I'm saying you need to be aware of it, and that's why these conversations are happening. So salute every parent who sat through it and talked with their kid about it. And, you know, listen more than you talk, but definitely have that conversation. And that's just, you know, that's just us.
I knew a couple of people that would be, like, on the lean and a couple of pills. And every time I would see them, they'd be on it, they would just fall asleep. And they'd spend all this money on it. I'd be like, dog, sleep is free, bro. Like,
you know, you can sleep for free.
We're at a party, dude.
You can sleep for free. Man, do the toy drive. You can sleep as soon as you hit the pillow in that tent. All right? Do that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.